From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, local cops want more info from the feds about illegal guns. A law prevents them from getting that data. We have a debate over whether the law should be repealed.
But first to Lake Tahoe, California, where a devastating forest fire at the lake's southern tip has destroyed more than 275 buildings, including at least 200 homes. The fire is still raging, though firefighters say they've managed to slow the advancing flames and contain much of it. More than 1,000 residents had to evacuate the area, and some of them are just now learning whether their homes were damaged or destroyed. Among them is Pat LaValle, who has lived in the area for the past 15 years. And Mr. LaValle, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me if you've been back to see your house, and if so, what's left of it?
The home, I got up to it. Halfway up the street, the houses were looking fine, and then it looked like somebody dropped a bomb on the rest of the street. All the homes are just chimneys. All the trees are just black and charred. It's terrible.
So that includes your home. It's gone pretty
yes.
much.
Yes. I was standing outside my home, and I had a few moments to look up there where I used to walk up my 18 stairs to my beautiful home that sits back against the National Forest. And all I saw was no stairs and a chimney and burning, smoldering dead trees, black and charred.
Well, listen, I'm terribly sorry. It must be a terrible thing to live through. You sound remarkably composed for having just witnessed this.
Yes, it's amidst the loss. I had to know the frustration of not knowing, which a lot of people do not know right now. That's gave me a little bit of peace amidst the tragedy of losing everything I've ever had in my life.
Hmm. Did you manage to save anything at all?
Yes, with the help of my girlfriend, I was able to. She brought down two cats and a guitar, and I ran up and I got the most precious thing to me, which was my friend made me this beautiful cross, and I was able to grab that. And we got in my truck and drove down the street as the fire was approaching, quickly moving as this the dryness and the humidity was so low, and it was horrifying.
I wanted to ask you to describe specifically what you saw. You say these flames were being whipped by the wind and moving very quickly.
Yes, the smoke was in a tornadic fashion, slowly, and it was thick and pungent, and all of a sudden the winds were blowing about 35 miles an hour. I looked over and saw another fire strike shooting up about a quarter mile from my house. I went home, got a chance, it took me about 5 minutes to get back home. Fire engines were down the street. I said, do we have to evacuate? They said, we must consider that, and 5 minutes later, the police were all over the place to evacuate, so there's my adrenaline for you.
Wow. And do you plan to rebuild?
Yes, it's a beautiful area. It's just an absolutely beautiful area. It used to be a wonderful neighborhood, and it's so peaceful. So, yes, if the city cuts the trees back, gets defensible space where we can rebuild, yes, I would definitely like to have my new home there again and live my life, live the storybook life of a beautiful, you know, space and a mountaintop.
Pat, let me just ask you one more question. We hear these stories just about every year of these devastating fires, and every year people wonder if it makes sense to build at all or rebuild in these areas that are so prone to forest fires. What do you think, given what you've been through?
I think that after the trauma subsides, I think that my main focus of what I've always loved all my life and live your dream amidst the tragedies that happen, which are horrific and are happening more and more, fulfill your dream. Stand strong and give yourself a time to relax to it. As long as they cut the trees back and you got defensible space, things will regrow again. Things can be reborn, and there's a newness that comes from it all.
Well, Pat LaValle, thanks for talking to us today. And again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much. God bless.
That's Pat LaValle speaking to us from South Lake Tahoe, California, talking about the fire that took away his house last night.